Welcome to Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Morgan from Noah's Ark. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. You're based a short walk away from where we're sat right now in the University Hospital of Wales. Tell us all about Noah's Ark.
So the Noah's Ark Children's Hospital charity was originally established to fund the actual building of the hospital way back when. But now, and ever since then really, children and families are at the heart of everything we do at the charity. So we ensure the treatment, funding and innovative medical equipment and facilities are available to the children that we support. So we strive to make the hospital a less frightening and more familiar place for the 73,000 children that we support each year. And we do this by sprinkling a little fun and happiness into hospital days. And primarily through our Sparkle Fund. Don't know if you've heard of it.
I have, yeah. Tell us more about us that briefly.
So our Sparkle Fund is headed up by our Sparkle Coordinator, Holly.
That's a great job title, by the way.
What do you do?
I'm a Sparkle Coordinator. Brilliant.
We just call her Sparkles now, which is just the best job title ever. So our Sparkle Fund, the types of things that we do then are offering little gifts or activities to lift spirits to the children, receiving treatment here, and just to, you know, help those long hospital stays and break them up a little bit with visits from therapy dogs, glitter tattoos and nails, but especially like big occasions like birthdays, Christmases, etc., where children would normally be missing out, and we make sure that that doesn't happen.
These therapy dogs are becoming more and more popular.
They are.
They're fantastic.
We've got a team of five now, and it's just incredible. If you go onto the wards with a red polo and you haven't got a dog with you, you're met with such disappointment.
Like, oh, where's the coach? Where is she? So I remember it, 2000. I remember Noah's Ark. I can't believe 23 years ago, all the kind of fundraising began, didn't it?
Yeah.
Back in 2000. And then I remember 2005 when it opened. I do remember that. I'm not old at all. But yeah, you do so much. You do so much. Tell us a little bit more about who you've helped and what you've done.
Like, as I said, so we support and treat 73,000 children at the hospital each year. And that ranges from things like temperature to cancer and things like that. So that's the range there that the hospital supports.
Because you also work closely with Teenage Cancer Trust as well, don't you?
We do, yes. Yeah.
See, that's another link that we've got here at Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Now, you've got a really fun event coming up on the 24th of September, and I'm really looking forward to this because if you didn't see the event last year, because it was the first event last year, wasn't it?
That's it.
It's coming back this year in a couple of weeks' time. Tell us what's happening on the 24th, Morgan.
So we're just shy of 3 weeks to go now, and we are so excited to be back for our second in-person event. So during COVID, we launched the virtual Superhero Dash, but this year and last year we're back in person. So it is a 5K run, walk, cycle, wheel, however you complete the course, is accessible for everyone. But more than that, it's a fun day out for the family. So we've got our Heroes Village in the heart of Poncana Fields, which will have, we've got food stalls and a full like street food circus. We've got activities, warm-ups from local cheer squads, and plenty of activities for the whole family. So it's a really fun day out.
Now, I was saying off air that it's going to be it's just an afternoon. It's not, it's a full day. It's a full day. So get the kids together, get anyone together, get Gran and Granddad involved. Why not?
Yeah.
So it's around 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Heroes Village opens. Mm-hmm. And then the run is around 1:30.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So a long day.
Yeah.
Just hope it's not raining.
Yeah.
Just hope it's not raining. Aquaman would love that.
He would.
but yeah, let's hope it's not raining. So someone listening now thinks, do you know what? I really like the sound of this. How do they sign up?
So we would absolutely love to have you come and join us on the 24th of September. If you head over to our website at noahsarkcharity.org and head over to our events calendar, you'll find the Superhero Dash, which is our flagship event, and you can sign up there.
And we're going to be there as well.
Yes.
Looking forward to this. I really am, genuinely. I don't know what I'm going to dress as yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. All the best for the event, Morgan, and we'll see you on the 24th. Thank you.
Thank you so much.